Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Communication Skills Training. Have you ever met someone who seems to be able to connect with everyone? Have you noticed how people like this are more effective in their role? Life seems to be easier for them, doesn't it? This ability to connect with others is called rapport. Creating rapport is one of the most valuable skills that you can learn. Would you like to discover some of the secrets that will allow you to produce the same rapport in your own life? Well, what is rapport? Rapport is a feeling of harmonious understanding. It's also a feeling of mutual trust and friendship. Rapport is something that you value, but it's also something you might sometimes find elusive. You instinctively know when you are in rapport, and when rapport is missing, you can feel it. The most interesting question, however, is how do you know when you are in rapport? Rapport is a special form of communication. In order for your subconscious mind to know that now is the time to feel rapport with someone, there must be something happening during the communication between you and your listener. Well, what is that something? You know that rapport is a form of communication. You also know that communication is built up primarily of three elements. 1. Physiology, your body language. 2. Tonality, the pitch, volume, and rate of your speech. 3. Words, the words and ideas that you are using to express yourself. Rapport has elements of these three processes. Like likes like. Isn't it true that we tend to like people who share our beliefs, interests, attitudes, backgrounds, religion, or social class? In other words, we like those who are like ourselves. How can you use the processes of communication to build a feeling of likeness? You know that much of your communication comes from your body language and voice tonality. Therefore, if you make your body language and tonality similar to the person that you're communicating with, you will deliver a powerful unconscious message to him which says, "I am like you." In other words, you will begin to build rapport even if the words you speak are in disagreement. Let's examine how we can match other people and gain rapport. Look closely at the other person's body language and physiology. Specifically, observe their posture, appearance, gesture, eye contact, facial expression, and breathing rate. For example, if the other person is energetic, animated, and very mobile as they speak, and you are sitting down, immobile and passive as you speak, then can you see that there is a mismatch of intensity of communication style? And on the other hand, if the other person is energetic, animated, and very mobile as he speaks, and you therefore sit up straighter, begin to animate your own body language a little to reflect him, then can you see that there is a matching of intensity of communication style? If you want to build a rapport with another person, then try to match the person's general posture, gestures, and expressions. If you do only this, then you'll begin to create new levels of rapport. Listen. Listen carefully to the way the other person speaks. Specifically, pay attention to their volume, rhythm, speed, and pitch. Try to match some or all of these elements. For example, if the other person speaks quickly, then you might speed up your own speech. If the other person speaks loudly, then you might speak a little louder too. Pay attention. Pay attention to the phrases and the style of language. Does this person speak using slang? Does he use metaphors? Does he use humor? To a degree, Try to reflect his style, and you will begin to create rapport, even if the content of what you are saying is in disagreement. In summary, to gain rapport, match the communication style of the other person. Match the communication style by matching his body language, his postures, gestures, and other non-verbal elements of communication. Match his voice tonality, that's his voice speed, volume, pitch, and rhythm. And match his choice of language patterns. Please note that you do not have to agree with what he says to remain in rapport. Put this to use. Make a decision to begin matching the communication styles of those around you. You will have to be ready to become very flexible in your behavior. In return, you will begin to experience new results. You will begin to experience the power and the magic of being a rapport builder. Thank you.